Agatha Raisin and a Spoonful of Poison by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Mrs. Bloxby, wife of the Vicar of Carsley, looked nervously at her visitor. "Yes, Mrs. Raisin is a friend of mine, a very dear friend, but she is now very busy running her detective agency and does not have spare time for..."
"But this is such a good cause," interrupted Arthur Chance, Vicar of St. Odo the Severe in the village of Comfrey Magna. "The services of an expert public relations officer to bring the crowds to our annual fete would be most welcome. Proceeds will go to restore the church roof and to various charities."
"Yes, but it would do no harm to just ask."
"Now, would it?
It is your Christian duty." "I hardly need to be reminded of my duty," said Mrs. Bloxby wearily, thinking of all the parish visits, the mothers' meetings, and the Carsley Ladies' Society. "Really," she thought, surveying the vicar, "for such a mild, inoffensive-looking man, he is terribly pushy." Arthur Chance was a small man with thick glasses and grey hair, which stuck out in tufts like horns on either side of his creased and wrinkled face. He had married a woman 20 years his junior, Mrs. Bloxby remembered. He probably bullied her into it, she thought. "Look, I will do what I can, but I cannot promise anything. When is the fete?"
"It is a week on Saturday."
"Only about a week away? You are not giving Mrs. Raisin any time."
"God will help her," said Mr. Chance.
Agatha Raisin, a middle-aged woman who had sold up her successful public relations business to take early retirement in a cottage in the Cotswolds, had found that inactivity did not suit her, and so had started up her own private detective agency. Now that it was successful, however, she wished she had more time to relax. Also, the cases which poured into the detective agency all concerned messy divorces, missing children, missing cats and dogs, and only the occasional case of industrial espionage. She had begun to close the agency at weekends, feeling she was losing quality time, forgetting that when she had plenty of quality time, she didn't know what to do with it. For a woman in her early 50s, she still looked well. Her hair, although tinted, was glossy, and her legs were good. Although she had small eyes, she had very few wrinkles. She had a generous bosom and a rather thick waist, which was her despair.